Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak. My Lord, my God, with all things.
How many people encourage tonight?
Sometimes you gotta just encourage yourself. Oh God, we just wanna say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this very day and this very hour, oh God. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
have your way, Lord.
Yes.
Have your way right now in this service on today.
Everybody,
welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, welcome. I like the way this song say, speak over yourself.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
What are you speaking over yourself?
Jesus.
There's so many things that we're speaking, but you're speaking the wrong things over yourself,
my
and
God.
You're speaking the wrong things over someone else, too. Speak
Jesus.
Over yourself
my
and
God.
Encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
That was a good instruction.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Speak over yourself.
Yes.
Encourage yourself. So that means you're speaking encouragement over yourself.
My
you don't
Lord.
Say I'm sick, say I'm healed. You don't say I'm weak, say I'm strong.
My Lord.
Don't say I'm poor, say I'm rich.
My
Speak
Lord.
Over yourself and encourage yourself.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That was a word that you and I had got this morning.
Yes.
We were speaking this right before service. You know, be like God.
Be like God.
Not like anybody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Don't be like your mama. Don't be like your daddy.
That's right.
Don't
be like God.
Your grandma.
Hallelujah.
Don't be like your brothers. Sometimes we want to be like people.
Or your neighbor.
You remember that, I want to be like Mike?
That's right.
Don't be like Mike. Be like God.
Be like God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Encourage yourself. I love that song. When I had to pick out the music selection for a church today, I said, you know what? I want everybody to be encouraged today, but encourage yourself.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to do that. Encourage ourselves. Even when you don't feel like doing something, you got to speak to yourself, speak over yourself, and be encouraged because we have power in
That's
our
right.
mouth. It's all in the tongue.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome you all.
Welcome.
Welcome to Sunday service.
Yes, welcome here. Sunday service.
We get excited. We're so
That's
glad
right.
to be here one more time.
My Lord,
we
my
thank
God.
God.
This is the day.
Time.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
this
Lord,
day. I don't know
God.
About yesterday, but this
Jesus.
Is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, God.
Didn't he make it for you?
Yes, he did. And I received it. In the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ
Lord.
Of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Receive it.
Hallelujah.
New mercy and new grace.
You better realize everybody didn't get up this morning.
Jesus.
Everybody's not experiencing you know, the good
Ooh,
news
somebody can't
of God.
My Lord,
but
my
you
God.
Are.
But you are.
Look where you are.
Look where you are right now.
I hear one of our aunts say, you know, clothed and in my right mind.
Yes. Thank God for waking
thank
me
God.
Up and clothed me in my right mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You in your right mind.
Right mind. Hallelujah.
Clothed with
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. We get so
yes,
excited.
Welcome.
We're so excited to be used by God
welcome.
And to be here. Hallelujah. To be that vessel that God flows through unhindered on today. So we just expecting God to do a mighty great thing here in church service. We are
yes.
believing God for breakthrough today.
That's right.
In this service here on the preacher and the pastor. We just trusting God to do it
yes.
for us, for you, for your family. And we're just coming here today believing and receiving
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to give God all praise, glory, and honor for
Hallelujah.
All that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do. We receive it by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Again,
yes.
welcome, everybody. I'm
welcome.
Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
If it's your first time being with us here on Sunday service, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. We want to personally welcome you.
Yes.
So press one, and we want to, me and my husband
That's
want
right.
to personally welcome you today here in service. We want to you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus
yeah.
Christ of Nazareth.
I want to welcome, I see my grandmother.
Yes.
My grandmother Helen is here in
welcome.
Church service this morning.
God
welcome, Grandma.
Welcome.
My mom is here.
Amen. Glory
welcome,
God.
Mom. And my aunt. My
hey,
aunt
boo.
Sandra is
yes.
here, too.
We
welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
My mother is here, too.
Mother Dilla, welcome.
Here. Welcome.
Yes.
Minister Darvina is here. God
Minister
bless
Darvina,
you.
Welcome.
Sister Connie Northern, hallelujah.
Yes,
we see our cousin Bonnie is here. God bless you and your household and family and so many others that are
yes.
here today. Church is packed and those that are online
right.
having service with us today. We thank God for you.
Thank God.
We see Brother Learn is here. Welcome, Brother Learn. I think he's in Chicago.
Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Everyone on the East Coast and the West Coast.
This
Amen.
Afternoon.
Amen. We're so excited. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, Thanksgiving is coming up, and we pray right now that God will just bless your home mighty.
Yes.
Amen. As all your needs will be met. Welcome to all our guests today, all our visitors. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Don't be shy. Press one. We personally want to welcome you.
That's right. You know, it's a real joy, you know, when you see your family members show up to church with
yes.
you. You know, when you show up, when you had something that you wanted to do when you was a kid, and then, you know, mom and dad showed up. And
Amen.
Then that just made you do it
yes.
even that much more better.
Amen. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Glory to God. Yes. I was so glad.
Yes, I was so glad
when they said
unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let us go in. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us pray. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For one more time, we thank you for new mercy and new grace on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we ask in Jesus' holy name, Father God, that you would just move in this service on today. Lord, we're praying for a breakthrough right now for every member and every visitor on today. Oh, Lord, let breakthrough come in our peace, our joy, our happiness, our finances, our support, our healing, and our deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. We come casting all our cares and burdens down on today, oh Father God. Lord, we give it all over to you right now. We leave them at your foot, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you turn it all around for our good right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Father God, we can't thank you, oh God, enough for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of the believers, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you. Oh Father God, we just hallelujah. Glory to God. My Lord, he caught it up on fire. Oh Lord, move in a mighty way right now, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, open up the windows of heaven on today and pour out blessings. We won't have room enough to receive, oh God. Oh Lord, let there be an overflow of blessings, that others will be saved by the overflow and blessed by the overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh Father God, we praise you, Father God. We give you glory, we give you honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we act according to Isaiah 22 and 22 to open up the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask to open those gates right now so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we will be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny, your will for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for moving in this service on today. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you saved us, oh God, that you kept us, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to give us divine healing now in every area of our life, spirit, mind, will, and emotion, and physical being in accordance to your divine plan and all for our lives. Lord, we pray for divine order and divine alignment right now. Oh, Lord, we pray right now for divine position, Father God, that you will position us to receive every blessing, every healing in the name of Jesus Christ. And we receive your divine healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask you to expand in us right now, your territory. Lord, we ask for and receive beautiful ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, the garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. For we are the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord our God, that you may be glorified in Jesus' name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray right now with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us up in every person that's on the line today, oh God, in service. Oh God, according to John 16 and 23, the manifestation of every miracle and every healing that you have given us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine help in each of our bodies right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to your name, God. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, glory, and tangible presence. Oh, Lord, give us a fresh new release today and flow in our inner man with rivers of living water, springing up forth abundant with life abundance. Oh, Lord, fill us to overflowing with your favor, compassion, love, and your wisdom and understanding. Oh, Lord, to hear your voice and nothing of a stranger. Cause us to clear and discern your voice over that of a strange voice, oh God. Oh, Lord, give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will, oh God. Oh, Lord, fill us with your gifts, anointing, and blessings, and all that that you help us, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to anoint us right now. Pour out your anointing on us, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we receive your anointing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to do all these things, and let your love so brightly shine through us, oh God. Oh Lord, and to us as an act of our worship to you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindrance spirit right now that's on the line today, every spirit of confusion, doubt, and disbelief, every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every spirit of strife, and every spirit of oppression and depression. We command you to cease your works and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of greed, hallelujah. We come against every spirit of gloominess, every spirit of gossip, every spirit of guilt, shame, and haughtiness, and heaviness right now, hopelessness. business right now, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of irritation and insecurity, every spirit of manipulation, every spirit of murmuring and complaining. We come against every spirit right now of passivity. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of rebellion, pride, and resentment. Right now, we command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against every spirit of pain, hurt right now. We command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for this deliverance on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you release your warring angels to walk from us against any spirit designed in the heavens to cause our prayers not to be answered. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for answered prayers on today. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and in the power of his name, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. For this is our inheritance, and we receive it on today in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ all over that we pray for today and all that is in service with us on today and our family members and loved ones. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. For we are healed, delivered, set free, blessed, redeemed, and justified, made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our newness on today, and that great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And we
thank
fill
you,
this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. With the blood of Jesus Christ that does all things but fail, and with the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, with God's promises. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, hallelujah. To God be the glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive all that was paid on today. Take it as yours to have. Your name is on it, hallelujah. You're the rightful owner to it. Take what God has given you, hallelujah. I remember I was telling a friend the other day, I said, let us pray. She said, I need to make some time. I had to remind her that you don't make time, but you take time. God is the creator of time. So we don't make time, but we take time. Hallelujah. You take time out to receive the things of God.
Hallelujah.
You take time out to see about your family. You take time out to pray to the God Most High. You take time out to worship and praise him. I want you to know today, while you still have the time that God has made for you, take the time out today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Father
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you and we love you. It's all in Jesus'
thank
name.
You,
hallelujah. That we're saved, delivered, and set free. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Let it move on you right now, church. Let it move on you right now. Glory to the Most High God. We thank God for everyone here today. Minister Ralph, we thank God for you. Brother Jackson, we thank God for you. Sister Scott, we thank God for you today. All that is here and all that is trickling in right now, we thank God for you that you decided to come and worship with us, to come into agreement on today with us here in Sunday service. God bless you. Me and my husband, we bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for you. At this time, we'll have the scripture and we'll have the breakdown of the scripture message from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father. We thank you that every single word that received out of our mouth, that it is led by the Holy Spirit, not our words, but God's words.
Yes,
and Father
Lord.
God, we thank you. Every single word in our heart and every single word that's in our mind. And Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have already given us revelation and knowledge of it. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we loose you from this place.
Lord.
You're not welcome here.
Amen.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree says amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, scripture reading to this afternoon will come from 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
Amen.
Now, your Bibles, go there with me. I'll be reading this from the King James Version of the Bible.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 7. This is Apostle Paul saying this here. He says, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 2, it says, receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. we have defrauded no man or injured no man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what Apostle Paul is saying right here. He said, receive us. You know, we have done no man no wrong. Now,
yeah.
Everybody know that. Now, this man that is saying this, you know, he persecuted Christians. He persecuted Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine he's trying to be somewhere and people knew him for who he used to be. And then here
mm-hmm.
he is, he's saying, receive us. We have done no man no wrong. We have injured no man. When definitely
mm-hmm.
who he used to be, he definitely injured a lot of believers. He injured a lot of
yes.
believers. But this is what
Jesus.
He's saying here is to receive us. Now, we have to understand something right here. Who
mm.
I used to be, I'm not the same person who I used to be. See, who you know
yeah.
me to be yesterday or yesteryears ago, see, that's not who I am today. Because, see, Apostle Paul, before he was Apostle Paul, he was Saul. See, what he
mm-hmm.
did was he believed Jesus. He believed Christ. He received God into his life, and he had been changed to who he is or who he was
yeah.
right here at this time. So he had been changed. So who you say that
Jesus.
I am or who you know me to be, I'm not that person anymore. And see, and that's where we have to be, in that same place. Not being
Jesus.
In that place of looking at who I used to be or what I used to do and still
Jesus.
Accusing one another of being the old man or the old woman, when clearly you can see
my
that
God.
I am in Christ. Clearly you
Jesus.
Can see that I'm not the person that I used to be. It's clearly you can see my walk. So not only you
my
can
God.
See my walk, don't you try to take me back to who I used to be. Don't you try to take me back to remember the things that I used to do, because you ain't ready for me to change yet, because you have not made that decision to change yet. So you still want to try to remind
Jesus.
Me of what that is that I've
Jesus.
Said and what that is that I've done in the past. See, that's not
my
the
God.
Will of God for your life.
Ooh.
See, what you're doing right
my
there
God.
Is you're allowing the enemy to use you. You're allowing Satan to use you. See, Satan, that's what he did. It's called being the accuser of the brethren. See,
and
now you
man,
have already, own. This goes for disbelievers, people that don't even believe God at all. This also goes for believers, you know, even us you know, as believers. See, now we're in Christ, and then here we see someone else that have wronged us in the past. Now they in Christ, but I'm not ready to believe that God's gonna change you, even though God
my
has
God.
Changed me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, don't be in
Jesus.
That place of trusting God, but see, I don't trust you as in God, because I remember what you did, but don't you remember what it is that I did, because God didn't change me.
Jesus.
And I know he didn't change you, because I haven't forgiven you yet. Hallelujah.
My God, come on there.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus Christ.
See, God is calling
Hallelujah.
Every single one of us to be in that place of being back friends with one another. Stop accusing one
Jesus.
Another. Look at what
Amen.
God have done in your life. And don't look at what
Amen.
I have done in the past. See, God have changed you. God has
Amen.
Changed you. So stop accusing
Amen.
One another. I have
Amen.
Done no man, no wrong. God bless you.
Jesus.
May God keep
you. Oh, be all that God has called
yes,
you
Lord.
To be. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Pastor, for that.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful message and scripture and the breakdown. Hallelujah. That hit me right in my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you said everybody's not ready for your change, but be changed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. By the word of God. Be
Hallelujah.
Changed. No matter if they're not ready. Hallelujah. You be ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Most Hi, God.
Hallelujah.
You all, we're going to have two song selections here, and we'll be right back with a message on today from our very own Pastor Tawanika Manning. God bless
yes,
you. Lord, have mercy. That hit me right there in my chest, my head,
yeah,
my back,
Lord.
And my feet. Glory to God. Amen.
You can't turn me.
I'm going to
Jesus. and back. Hallelujah.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes, I will. I magnify your name, Lord. naked. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Everywhere, God. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Right now.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Thank you,
Jesus.
We enter in. Hallelujah.
Yes,
see, that's
Lord.
That place
thank
where
you.
God wants us to be, to enter in, enter into the kingdom of God. Allow the kingdom of God to enter into you. See, we don't serve a dead God. See, we serve a living God. We serve
Amen.
A living God. So allow the living
Amen.
God to live in you. Let the word
yes,
of God,
God
live in you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But we have made it to the message
yes,
part of Sunday service of this afternoon. We thank everyone for being here in attendance. You know, the Holy Spirit is definitely present. See, let's not get too dignified about this thing. See, we can't see you right now, but somebody needs to go ahead on and give God some glory and give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Give
glory
God some glory
God.
And give God some praise. Hallelujah. See, this is that time. This is that season for us to do that, you know, to praise God in the midst of all that's going on right now in this world, all that's going on right now in your home. You know, give God some praise. So we thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For you.
Thank you.
The message is going to go forth. This afternoon, by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manny, you know, God has really poured into her, you know, so much, has really poured into her, using her so mighty. And I thank God for you, Pastor. So, y'all here, be ready to receive Pastor Tawanika Manny. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let us give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want
yes.
to say thank you, Lord, for one more time, oh God.
Thank you.
Stand to your feet and give God praise, glory, and honor right where you are. Hallelujah. Like
Hallelujah.
God said, you ain't got to be dignified
Hallelujah.
About it. Just stand up and thank him, because if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where
yes.
would you be right now? Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. For
glory.
Your God.
Glory.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Shout to the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is,
thank
he,
God.
Who has, it is he who has made
thank
us
Jesus.
And not our own selves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Yes,
glory to God. I don't know about you, but when I look
yes.
back over my
glory
life and see what God has brought me from, all I can do is shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Into his gates
you
are there with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his holy name today. Hallelujah, for God is good and his mercy is from everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Glory to
yes.
God. Oh, my Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
When I think about the things of God, I get excited. If you know me, hallelujah, you know I can't keep still. I can't keep my mouth shut when it comes down to the things of
yes,
God
Lord.
And what God has done for me. Hallelujah. Whew. Sometimes
hallelujah.
I get out of breath. But it's God that has given me breath. Hallelujah. That God has given me life. So it's worth
yeah.
of all the breath that I got in my body and more. And I just want to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Glory to God. I thank God for everyone that's here in service today. Hallelujah. And those that purpose their heart to be here today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to the Most High God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name, the only name that we can come. And Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, according to John
yes,
chapter 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love you have placed in our heart for you, Lord, create in us today a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repentant in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. With man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship we have with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, according to you wanted to. As the deer pants of the water brooks, so our soul pants will be, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yet even pines for the courts of the Lord. Our hearts and our breasts call out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today. Let that fire burn up increasingly in us, in each of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. Uphold us with your free spirit, oh God, and let God be magnified, Lord. If there be any wickedness in us, oh God, any way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken up away in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let no murmur,
yes, complaining,
nor evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts today. Fill us with your spirit, God, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all our days. In the name of Jesus Christ, create in us a heart of worship,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
For we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy, the lifter of our head. And we thank you. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, oh God. Make our life like us. Be a living sacrifice, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, and a sweet savior aroma that will be glorified, honored, in our life, your praise in the everyday things of life. And to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love in all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us in over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to all that you are, oh God, and that you ask in the name of,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
Christ, that true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare right now,
you,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, in the Holy Spirit, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifesting right now. His glory is present right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we commune with you and take it, it's taking place right now here at Sunday service. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and his holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy
thank
name.
You, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you, as you have made me a living vessel for your people, O God, that the Holy Spirit flows to unhindered. I decree that you may have all the increase in me right now. Have your way, oh God, in this service. Hallelujah. I decree and declare you to be the throne of, on the throne of my life, in and over in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come and thy will be done right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
Yes,
to God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There's someone that's out there hurting today. I want you to know that it's going to be all right. A lot of us are dealing with a lot of things emotionally and mentally. You know, the enemy is attacking your mind, but I come against every attack on your mind with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Let there be a washing and a cleansing of your mind on today. You set your mind on the things of God and receive the peace that God gives you, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. I'm so excited, you all. I get out of breath. Hallelujah. It's like I'm running a race, and I am. I'm running that race of faith. I'm fighting that good fight of faith, that race, and I will run it to the very end. Don't give up. Let me encourage you today to keep going, to keep pressing on and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I thank you once again for this opportunity that you have given me and my husband, Father God, to shepherd your sheep today, as you are our shepherd and all that we need, and we have all that we want and need, because you are our shepherd. And we thank you. The message today is get your house in order. Get your house in order. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Get your house in order is the message today. When God gave me that message, I thought I was going to be preaching something different. I thought I was going to be preaching command your day, make a command of your day. But then God gave me, as I sat down in my prayer closet to pray and to get ready, I said, God, give me what you have for me to give to your children, Father God, that will help, that will grow them, that will bless them, that will heal them, to prepare them, Father God, for what you have for them. He said, tell them to get their house in order. So the message is, get your house in order. What does it mean to get your house in order? It means to put, to get, to set. It means to improve or correct the way one does things. We should get our own house in order before we criticize others for their mistakes. So God is telling us to get your house, to get our house, our home in order. The question is your house in order? Is your house in order? It takes me over to 2 Kings, you all. You can go there with me today if you have your Bibles. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through 2. As we're talking about today, get your house in order. Hallelujah. A lot of times when we're expecting people to come over, and since we're getting close to the holidays, a lot of us may be expecting family and friends to come over, so we want to get our house in order because we're expecting company. We're expecting people to come over, so we want to make sure that our house is in order. Everything is cleaned out and pulled out and set up nice because we want to make a good impression. We don't want our house to be any kind of way when people come around or come in. We want to make sure things are in order. So what God is telling you today, get your house in order. Get your house in order. Is your house in order? Then we over here in 2 Kings, you all, chapter 20, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, in those days of Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. And the Bible says in verse 2, then he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying in verse 3, remember now, O Lord, I pray how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And in verse 4 says, and it happened before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you on the third day. You shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you in this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, hallelujah. So they took and laid it on the ball, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, what is the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up to the house of the third day? Then Isaiah said, this is the sign to you from the Lord that the Lord will do the thing which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forth 10 degrees or backwards 10 degrees. Verse 10 says, and Hezekiah answered, it is an easy thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, but let the shadow go backwards 10 degrees. So Isaiah the prophet cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. The message to you today is, get your house in order. And my question to you is your house in order? What would you do if you were told by the Lord that you were going to die and not live? What would you do if the Lord told you you would die, hallelujah, and that you would not live? Where is your house in order? Are you prepared? The Bible's telling us here, get your house in order. And I want to give y'all a little information and background on who Hezekiah is, just in case you don't know who Hezekiah is. He was a king. He was the king of Israel. He trusted in Jehovah, God of Israel, and for his weak and unprincipled father, Ahab, he inherited not only a disorganized realm, but a grievous burden of Assyrian dominance and tribute. So when he came to the throne, he instituted the opening of cleansing of the temple, which his father had left closed and desecrated. And he appointed a Passover observance on a scale unknown since Solomon. He designed a religious reunion of a devout-minded in all Israel. He affected the demolition of the high palaces and breaking down of the pillars and the fell of the sacred groves, which were symbols of a debasing nature of cult. Now, we learned a lot of this in our studies of pulling down strongholds in high places. But he did in his reign, he marked with a steadfast trust in Jehovah alone, Jehovah God alone, and of abstinence from the revolt and the entangling alliance with foreign powers. So his zeal for pure worship and just and domestic administration made him a wise and sagacious prince over the whole realm. But the sickness of Hezekiah came about. So he was sick unto death, as the Bible says. He was very sick, and he would die without divine intervention. So he was told to set his house in order, get ready to die, is what the word was saying. Get ready to die. So you need to set your house in order and get ready to die. This was the message. The message was delivered by Isaiah the prophet. When he received it, he turned his face to the wall and prayed. Now this may be an indication that he was too sick to leave his house. He reminded the Lord of his faithfulness and he begged for his life. And Isaiah had sacredly reached the center of the city after delivering the message. Hallelujah. When God stopped him, telling him to return, in verse 6, it seems to imply that his illness occurred in the course of the disturbance from Assyria. So the exact date is not clear here, but at any rate, God assures him of 15 more years. He was suffering from a ball or inflammatory ulcer or something of this nature. It could have been of the plague or cancer or something of such illness. He was instructed to place a crop of figs on the ball. Perhaps there are some medical qualities in figs or something like that. You don't know, but alone, he gave him instructions on what to do. Here we have God combining human and superhuman means to affect the result. This could be a lesson for us today. So when praying for incurable illness, we pray and use the means available and trust God for the outcome. He said, he asked Isaiah, what is the sign that the Lord will heal me? The prophet replied, the sign shall be the shadow that go for 10 degrees. And as we don't hear in the Bible says that God intervened and made a way for Hezekiah, but he told Hezekiah first to get your house in order. The Bible tells us at this point he prayed to the Lord and God intervened and turned it around today. So the question is your house in order? So Hezekiah was responsible. Understand here, he was responsible for getting his house in order. Hezekiah's house was out of order. The fact that he was told to put his house in order is evidence that it was out of order. So long as there is sin in our lives, they are out of order. All have sinned, the Bible says in Romans 3:23. The scripture has confined right here all under sin. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the truth is not in us. So sin separates us from God. Your sins have separated you from God. It has separated me, you, and all that sin from God. So we must get our house in order. Again, is your house in order? Is your house in order? A lot of times we want to go out and we want to look at everybody else's out and point out what's going on in their house, but our house is out of order. Our house is a mess. But we're so busy worried about other people and their house, but our house is tore up. The same thing that's going on in your house is going on in their house, and you trying to tell them how to clean up their mess when your mess is about to run out your house. God is telling us today, get your house in order. You can tell somebody else how to take care of their sickness. You can tell somebody else how to take care of their kids. You can tell somebody else how to do their marriage and what they should do about their husband and their wife. Your chores is tore up. The Bible says God is telling us, hallelujah, get your house in order as God has told us. Hezekiah here to get his house in order. So understand the very nature of sin causes our lives to exist in a state of disorder. Because of this, people need to rearrange their lives by getting rid of sin completely. Hallelujah. One can never be what he or she could be so long as sin is there. As long as you got sin operating in your home, all the blocks can be neatly arranged and education and job and money and all this and that and the other. But with sin present, the life cannot be complete. With sin present, your house is out of order.
Yes, Lord.
Hezekiah was personally responsible to set his house in order as you are to set your house in order. Isaiah could not do this to him. He came to bring him a message, but he had to get his house in order himself. You got to get your house in order yourself. The pastor can't get in order for you. Your sister, your brother, your mother can't get your house in order for you. God is calling you to get your house in it shall die. Hallelujah. We can't blame our parents for what they did and what they didn't do. We can't blame our spouses for what they did and what they didn't do. We can't blame the government or jobs for what they did or didn't do. We are responsible for getting our house in order. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. As the Bible says, this passage emphasizes personal responsibility in view of personal accountability. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will render to every man according to his deeds. One can never set his house in order unless he accepts personal responsibility for his or her own conduct. I cannot control what others do to me, but I can control how I react to what they do.
That's right. My Lord.
Get
my God.
Your house in order. You can't be cussing and drinking on Friday and Saturday. Hallelujah. Telling somebody how to get their stuff together on Sunday. And your house is all out of order. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You need to get yourself together. Get your house in order. Hallelujah. In the view of the death of heaven, Christ needed to set his house in order. Hallelujah. We all know one day we got to go. But before you go, you need to get your house in order. When you have time to get your house in order, I'm going to tell you today, as God is my witness, get your house in order. This is a message to God's people today. Get your house in order. Set your house in order. The Bible says here to Hezekiah, set the house in order, for you shall die and not live. As sure as Hezekiah would die, so will we all. Death is inevitable. It's a fact of health. It cannot be denied. An event that cannot be avoided. In 2 Samuel chapter 14 and 14, the woman of Tekoa said, For we must needs die. And I'll say that, for we must needs die, and our water spit of the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. For we are water spit on the ground and cannot be gathered up again. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3 and 2, at time, it's a time to be born and it's a time to die. For all the living know that they shall die, according to Hebrews 9 and 27. And it is appointed unto man, one to die after this, the judgment, and we cannot set our house in order after we die. So while you have the time to set your house in order, you need to do it right now. You don't know when you're going to go. You don't know when your time is going to be up. So set your house in order while you have time right now. The Bible tells us there is a time to be born and there's a time to die. Hallelujah. And it will surely come. But you need to set your house in order while God has given you a new day, new grace and new mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The message is set your house in order. Ecclesiastes 11 and 3 says, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. We cannot change our state after death. Our destiny is sealed at that time. When we're gone, we're gone. But today I want to tell you why you're here and why you still have life in your body. Get your house in order. One's house must be set in order before he dies. All that we do in this life must be done before death. After death, we cannot learn the truth anymore. Hallelujah. If you don't know what is right, you need to learn it right now. Many don't seem to care. They are not interested in studying or learning the truth. After death, we cannot obey the gospel. No imitation songs on the other side of the river. No gospel meetings. You must take the steps that put you into Christ today. You must take those steps today that's going to put you in Christ today while you are still alive.
Yes, Lord.
After death, you cannot assemble with the saints to break bread anymore. Many are, hallelujah, hallelujah. Many are careless,
hallelujah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and they don't regard what's going on right now. They let little things keep them away from serving the Lord our God or coming to church. I want to tell you today, get your house in order. Get your house in order. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A lot of times we think we have a long time. We got next year. We got next month. We got next week. Hallelujah. We got tomorrow.
Right.
But I want you to tell you something today. There was someone on yesterday that counted today that's not here today. But while you're still here today with life in your body, hallelujah, with new mercy and grace, get your house in order. You got to You got to speak over yourself. I'm not going to be the one that operates in anger. I'm not going to be the one that's going to operate in unforgiveness. I'm not going to be the one that's going to have resentment and bitterness. I'm not the one that's going to stay away from my family and cause the family to be divided. I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to fight in my home.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my home, and my home is going to be a place of prayer and peace in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You got to encourage yourself to stay and walk that walk, because if God is calling us to get our house in order, because we never know the place of time where God is going to call us home, and we want to make sure that when he calls, that our house is in order. Many have been called home with their house being out of order, but you have an opportunity today to get your house in order, because God has watching you today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for this day, because this is the day that he has made, and he has counted us worthy to be here another day, one more time with new mercy and new grace, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I am so glad that I got another day, hallelujah, to get my house in order before God calls me home, because that's one thing that I will be going home. I can't stay here always, but I am so glad, hallelujah, that God has given me another chance to get my house in order. Glory to God. The Bible says in Matthew 25:1-13, in this parable we see these 10 virgins, 5 foolish who did not bring off, and 5 wise who did. As Christians, we want to be like the 5 wise virgins, prepared up. Oh, hallelujah. Keep it that we would keep our oil in our lamps by praying, worshiping, reading the word of God, and being an active participant in the church. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Amos 9:9, and I'm going to break this down for you here. We got to be like the scripture. The reason here we must be prepared, it's because there is a shaking coming to the earth. We must also warn people not to be scared. We're not to scare them, but they will get prepared in the name of Jesus Christ. Get their house in order. In old Hosea 7:8-10, this one was talking about at the time of Hosea's prophecy. Israel had been mingling with foreigners when God had called them to be different. He said, due to their compromise, they were useless as cake, not churned. Good on one side, hallelujah, but gooey and unappetizing on the other side. So if we are prepared, if we've been mixing with the customs of this world, we will be the same way, hallelujah. So we got to ask the Lord our God in every area that is unbalanced in us. He is in one place, but simple in another. Lord, turn it over right now in the name of Jesus Christ. When we look at 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, we are called just like the children of Israel to be separate from the ways of the world. We can't just blindly follow trends today. God is exhorting us to come out from their ways and to get our house in order. One way we can be intentional about separating ourselves from the ways of the world is by fasting and praying. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Joshua 24:15, let this be our declaration. In my house, we choose to serve the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All of us today is get your house in order. Hallelujah. I'm speaking to ye saints. Hallelujah. Get your house in order. You can't go out to somebody else's house thinking you're going to go fix their house. You ain't made your bed up, but you're going to go and make somebody else's bed up.
Yeah.
You ain't vacuumed your carpet, but you're going to go back in somebody else's carpet. Hallelujah. You ain't fixed the lamp in your lamp, but you're going to change the lamp in there, the light in there. I'm here to tell you today, get your house in order. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:8, that anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has the knot of faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Hallelujah. This is what the word of God is saying. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get your house.
Hallelujah.
Get your house in order. Look around your house. I'm not saying look around at your daughter's house, your son's house, your mother's house, your grandmother's house, your friend's house. Hallelujah. Look around in your house and check your house out. Is your house in order today? If God was to call you home, would you be ready? Do you have your house in order? Hallelujah. Do you have your things ready? Hallelujah. Do you have everything set in its right place? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That song say, I'm going to be ready. Will you be ready today? If God was to call you home, hallelujah, like it says, Hezekiah will surely die. The Bible says he was sick unto death, but he's raised to the Lord. The Bible said he turned to the wall and he prayed, hallelujah, and God intervened, hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. God. Lord, help us to get our hearts in order today. My Lord, my God. My
Hallelujah.
Lord, man can't help you. Woman can't help you. Only God can do it. Hallelujah.
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 Get your house in order. Get your house in order, people. Men of the house, get your house in order. For God has called men to be the head of the house and the priest of the home. If you're not in that position, get in order today. Oh, Lord, we ask you, Lord, God, to help us, oh, God, to get our house in order. Oh, Father God, make things clear to us, oh, God. Show us where we failed, oh, God. Oh, Lord, in getting our houses together. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless your holy name,
yes.
Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so excited today. If you didn't know,
glory
hallelujah, then you know. God requires us to get our house in order.
Yes.
In order. We have to get our house in order, you all. It is so important that we do that. You could ask yourself this question again today and ask someone else, is your house in order? If God was to call you home today and you got that message that it was your time to go, would your house be in order?
Yes.
One thing we know our birthday can be, it's estimated almost down to the wire, but not our death time. The minute, the day, the hour of our death is unknown to man, but is known to God. You all, we have to get our house in order. It is time that we get our house in order. We can only hope and pray that today is the day that you put into action the steps needed in getting your house in order. For night is coming to us all. But we have to get ready, you all. You never know. A lot of times we take for granted each day that we've lived in time and thinking we're promised tomorrow, we're promised next year, we're promised. You know, but we will someday leave. But make sure that your house is in order. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:22, and I'm going to wrap up here, wives, submit to your own husbands as the Lord. That is getting your house in order, wife. Submitting to your husband. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:4, he must manage his own household well with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. The Bible tells us, but I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. You understand your position in order in your home, because if those things are out of order, that means your house is out of order. And a lot of times we want to operate the world the way the world is telling us to operate, but I'm here to tell you today that God is saying to his people, to us, his children, get your house in order. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:1, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husband, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. Hallelujah. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. One more thing, you all, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to close out here. Amen. A lot of times as pastors, we be preaching, but we be preaching to ourselves. We're eating at the same time. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:4, if someone does not know how to manage his own house, how will he care for God's church? Get your house in order.
Amen.
Get your house in order. Amen. God bless you. At this time, I'm going to open up the doors of the church. God bless you with everyone today. Amen.
Amen. There might be one. There might be one. There might be one that's ready to give their life over to Christ. There might be one that's ready. You know, to stop believing in things of self and believing in the things of this world and
Amen.
Start believing. Maybe someone is missing that mark. Maybe there is a love that's missing in your house. Maybe there's love
My
that's
Lord.
Missing in your heart.
Yes,
you know, maybe
My
there's one today. You know, let that be today.
Yes.
Let you get your house in order. That's a great message that was delivered
yes,
today.
Lord.
Get
yes,
your house
Lord.
In order. You know, let that be
yes,
today.
Lord.
Be today. Jesus. No one knows the time. No one knows the hour. But let it be today.
Jesus.
And
yes,
this is not
Lord.
Hard. The only thing this takes is for you to believe. It's for you to have courage and for you to let God in on the inside. Let us pray for
Amen.
You. Let us pray that prayer of salvation for you today. Amen.
Amen.
There may be even be
Amen.
One that
we have one.
That
we
already
have one.
Trusted.
Mm-hmm.
We have
yes.
one.
Amen.
Amen. Bring him in.
Amen. Minister Darvina Dudley, God bless you. Welcome.
God bless y'all, Pastor. I'm coming today for prayer, and I have not been doing everything that I'm supposed to do as a Christian. So I'm coming to get my house in order.
Amen. Yes. Father God, we thank you, God, for your daughter. Father God, we come lifting her. We come touching her again, Father God, Lord, for change, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to sanctify her, wash her with the blood through and through, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you will be her strength, Father God, and in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, for you have called her, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you will be her help right now. And we thank you that you are her present help and a help that is on the way that you're sending, Father God. Lord, bless, heal, and deliver right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, fix that is broken, Lord, mend the tear in her soul today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you will send one, Father God. Oh Lord, that will help her along the way, Father God. Lord, help her to be obedient, oh God, to your calling and to your instructions in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, let her receive divine instructions and directions right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every stronghold, every soul tie, strong man right now. And we destroy the works of a strong man. Hallelujah. With the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uphold every seed that's implanted by the enemy to cause confusion, to cause destruction in your life right now, to cause you to be confused and operating double-mindedness right now. We come against with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name that you are delivered and set free from the fire plan and agenda and trickery of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to bless, heal, and deliver your daughter and set her free today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May your life never be the same. Hallelujah. As you leave out this car right now, but God, know that God is with you. God is for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It does all things but fail. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. Be delivered, be set free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. God bless you. God bless you. And we love you. We thank you for you.
Amen.
Pastor,
do
you want to say anything?
Amen. Amen. Minister Dudley, if there are things that are blocking you from being in that place where God has called you to do, then separate yourself from those things. If there is someone that is calling you to not walk in the light and walk in that place where God has not called, then separate yourself. You know, be encouraged to do that.
Amen.
Give it all over to God. Give it all over to God. Anything that you're worried about, see what you really don't know is these things that you're worried about, that's saying that, you know, God, I ain't ready to trust you with it yet. Give it to him.
Give it to him. Yes.
Whatever it is or whoever it is, give it over to God and let God work that thing out. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you.
Thank you, God.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We do have one more here. We have Sister Henderson Jamil. Henderson, welcome. God bless you.
Hi. I was calling because I wanted my house in order.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we come. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, and we pray, Lord God, as we lift up your daughter Jamil as well as your daughter Davina. Father God, we pray for each home, Lord God, for divine order and alignment, Father God. We pray for position, and Father God, for like your daughter Jamil and her husband Della Priest right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so that they can receive all that you have for them to receive, Father God. And we come against every plot, plan, and agenda that's trying to cause separation or confusion in the home with the father, with the mother, with the children right now, with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, wash them through and through with the blood of Jesus Christ, cleansing out anything and everything that's on them, anywhere that they've been that attached itself, any spirit, Father God, has attached itself to them right now. We decree and declare that it's destroyed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We command every spirit operating in you and your household to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way in her home, Father God. Oh, Lord, walk every house, walk every room right now. them, bringing bring cleansing out all darkness, oh God. Shine your light so brightly on their homes right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for divine order right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord God, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your home, all that you have, your marriage, your kids, your finances, everything that you would eat or drink right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that she's justified, Father God, redeemed, set free, blessed, healed by the blood, made new by the blood in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for answer presence regarding your daughters, oh God, right now today in Sunday service, your daughter Jamel Henderson, her husband Ella Priest Henderson, and their children, and your minister Darvina Dudley and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we both say amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
God bless you, Jamel Henderson. You and your husband, we want y'all to come visit us. Personally, we want you and your husband to come visit us when you have a chance. We'll talk a little bit later. Me and my wife, we'll talk a little bit later with you. But definitely, we want you to come visit us. Amen.
Amen.
There may be
Yes. God bless you. We love you, Jamel. Take care. Hold on there. We're not gone yet. Stay right there with us. Go ahead, Pastor.
That's right. There may be one that looking for a church home. Give me and my wife, Pastor Tawanik Manning, give us the opportunity to be your pastor. We want to be your pastor. You know, we want to allow the Holy Spirit to use us to be able to reach you just right there where you're at. See, we are not a judgmental person. It don't matter what you're going through or where you've been or anything. Yeah. Allow us to be your pastor. That might be you today. Might be you today. Someone may be even needing prayer. You know, they may be sick, maybe going through some type of sickness or some type of things that is just too much for you. Let us pray for you. Let us pray for you today.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God. Yes. Was there something else you was going to say, Pastor?
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. It's our time for tithes and offering. You'll be sending your tithes and offering over. And if you already did during the week, we've prayed over your tithes and offering. We'll pray again today. You'll send your tithes and offering over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App, S-P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S, H-A-N-T-E-L-L. Or you can send it through Facebook Messenger at Tawanika Manning. Or you can give us a call and we'll give you another way to send your tithes and offering at 346-719-3349. Amen. For those that are out of the state and out of the country as well, you can give us a call at 346-719-3349. Also, that number is the same on WhatsApp for those that are actually here with us in service today out of the country. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offerings according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as tithers. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out blessing on us, that there will be not enough room to receive it. So Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask right now, you Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer for us right now for our sake because of our obedience to you in paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that you, that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near our family members, oh God, our finances, our fruits, our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances and our fruits and our grounds, and bless us with their seven blessings of the title right now, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Father God, to give, hallelujah, to your name, God. Oh, Lord, to give us the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a title, according to John 16 and 23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes and giving our offerings, and we receive the blessings of you, Father God, right now. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers, because we are givers, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Yes. I want you all to pray for me. I've been having some, if you notice, you, I've kind of been out of breath. Not that I can't breathe, but I've been having, I noticed some things different been going on with me health-wise, but I'm okay. I'm not declaring any sickness or whatever, but I noticed that my speech is a little bit different here, and so I have kind of been dealing with some kind of issues, but that's neither here nor there. I decree and declare that I'm healed, but just lift me up in prayer. Me and my husband continue to pray for us as we pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you all. At this time, we'll have our announcements from our very own sister, Carol Dillard. God bless you, Sister Dillard.
Good afternoon. My announcement has disappeared.
Oh.
But I'm going to try to do my best.
I'll help you out.
Go right ahead. I know on Monday from 6 a.m., at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer and fasting.
Amen.
Then on Tuesday, we have individual prayer with Pastor Chantel. You can call her at 346. Help me out.
719-3349.
Amen. And on Wednesday, we have Bible study from 7 p.m. at
847-877. I'll take it. I'll give it to them. So Mondays at 6 a.m., we have intercessory prayer, and we are fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 noon, you all. And Monday through Thursday, we have the shout with me, Pastor T. Chantel, here on the same platform at 845, which you called today, 277-9213. We have Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. here on the same platform. Thursday, we have midweek service. Amen. Glory to God. God has blessed us with a midweek service where me and my husband both, we are both preaching in midweek service. So join us on Thursday at 7 p.m. We'll be here tag teaming, me and my husband. And it's really good. You all come out. This past Thursday, we had a packed house. Everybody was in service on Thursday. So don't miss it. Thursday at 7 p.m., mark your calendar. Now we're having midweek service with me and my husband both bringing the message. Hey, amen. It's wonderful. I thank God for it. So y'all can tell I'm excited about that. So Thursday we have that. And then we have on Sunday, of course, we have our Sunday service at 2 p.m. Invite someone to be a guest with you on Sunday service. Tell them they don't have to spend no money, no gas. Just come on, just call on in. And then we're in minister training class right now. Minister training class, we're in our second week. No, we're going in our third week now. And we're really enjoying what God is doing in minister training, minister and leadership training. So we have those on Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Discipleship training is still scheduled for the January in the new year. So we're looking forward to that. And on third Sundays, we do go out and we do our street ministry, where we go out and minister in the street, feed and help those in need. And I believe that is all we have. Again, don't forget, Monday through Thursday, we have the shout right here on the same platform as Sunday service at 845-277-9213. You don't want to miss it. It is a high-energy, spirit-led, 30-minute praise and worship and prayer and just pouring out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So if you're at work and you need a little something to get you through, just dial on in and receive it as much as you can. If you only can be on for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, however long you can be on, it's only for 30 minutes and it goes really quick. So please join us. God bless you. And I think that's all we have on the announcement. Thank you, Sister Dillard, for all that you do. We thank God for you. She's always such a great help. So we thank God for you. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor. At this time, we actually have about 7 minutes left. I do want to say this before we close out, before Pastor give the benediction. I want to encourage everybody here on today to get your house in order. A lot of times we're so busy looking at everybody else's mistakes and what they're not doing and, you know, just looking for something to be wrong. something to be wrong
right.
with other people when we have so much going on with ourselves, so much error and so much that we need to clean up within our own home, within our own selves. So take the time out to get self together before you can go out and even begin to minister to somebody else and give them the word. Get you together. Get your house together. Get your children together. Get your husband and your wife together. Get you together. And that's the Bible is telling us to do. And that's the word that I got. And the message today is to get your house in order. It is so important. God bless you. We love you. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Everyone that's, you know, at the sound of my voice, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. I plead the blood of Jesus over your minds. I plead
Amen.
The blood of Jesus over your body. I plead
Amen.
The blood of Jesus over your home. I plead the
Amen.
Blood of Jesus over your marriage. I plead the blood
Jesus.
Of Jesus over your finances. I plead the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus over every single thing that's concerning you. And this is what
Amen.
You do as well. When you leave this place, when you leave this,
Amen.
This house, this church house, where we
Amen.
At right now, we plead
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. That
yes,
keeps the attacks from of Satan from coming near
Amen.
You and from coming near your house.
Amen.
We plead the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus. Amen.
Yes,
now may the God of
Amen.
Peace that brought again
yes,
from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that
Jesus.
Great shepherd of the sheep
yes,
of
Lord.
Blood of the everlasting
yes,
covenant,
Lord.
Make you perfect
yes,
in every good work, working in
Thank
you which
you.
Is well and pleasing in our sight of Christ Jesus. To him be glory
yes,
forever and ever. Amen, amen, amen. We love you.
Amen.
God loves you.
We love you. We bless you.
You
all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive
yeah.
as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and
yeah.
about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity. We bless you to function as you were intended. We bless you to be to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset, not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. God bless you. We love you. Love you, Mama. Love you, Grandma Helen, Jamel, Darina,
hey,
Sister Jackson, Sister Connie, Dorita. We love you all. Amen. Cousin Bonnie, we love you. Trying to mention everybody. We love you. I love you, my husband. Love you, everyone. We love you. God bless you. Sister Reverend, we love you. Hallelujah. We love you, Mother Kathy. We love you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Amen. Sister Sky, we love you. God bless you. Amen. Y'all have a
yeah.
good one in the Lord. For the rest of your Sunday.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah.
One time,
oh, just
I wanna hear you say, well, Get that on a great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing.